We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
We wanted to go back and talk about the big stories of 2019. And it's interesting, the stories that people clicked on versus
Star Tribune wrote about, which were the most clicked stories.
Right.
Now, it doesn't mean it's the biggest story or the most important story, but it is sort of insightful into our psyche as to what's the clickbait that we want to know more about.
Well, we've talked a lot about Representative Omar. Mm-hmm. I want to live long enough to have her on our show.
We ask all the time.
But I think you've scared her sufficiently. I think she's scared to death
of you. I'm okay with that. But we would like to have her on the show. Absolutely.
That was the number one clicked on most read news story published by the Star Tribune last year. New documents revisit questions about Representative Omar's marriage history.
It's amazing that we're so interested in this. I mean, it's been debunked that she married her brother, so we thought we were done with that. But people loved it, and they wanted to hear more.
Yeah, they sure did.
You bunch of gossips, you.
Number two story, the second most clicked-on story, Star Tribune, was Irwin Jacobs, that tragic story.
Tragic story.
The murder-suicide. Again,
of Irwin and his wife, Alexandra.
He took his life, and he took his wife's life as well, Alexandra. And again, you drive past this sprawling estate.
And he was a billionaire, I think. Or a multi-millionaire. We don't know how much money.
Well, we don't know. And there may have been debt that wasn't disclosed.
And we know that she was ill.
She was very ill. Mm-hmm. And again, but it just goes to show you that you have all of the shiny objects. And people think you're leading an effortless life. You've got the money, so you must be happy. Nah, it doesn't always work that way.
That's the truth. People should remember that in this Instagram, Facebook world. It's not always as it seems. The third story, the most clicked on, the most read story in the Star Tribune. I love this story. I love the ending of the story. I do not like how it began.
Yeah.
Jamie Kloss escaped from her captor after 88 days, ran out into the woods, found a woman and yelled, "Call 911, I'm Jamie Kloss." We remember Jamie, 13-year-old girl who went missing after she was kidnapped when her parents were murdered in their home in front of her. She was found in the woods after she escaped from her captor, who kept her in his Wisconsin home as a prisoner. And she finally had the opportunity to escape. She did. She ran into the woods. She found somebody walking her dog.
She had no coat on. She had no gloves.
Nope. Saved herself. Said, "I'm Jamie Kloss. Call 911. And thankfully, the woman in the Wisconsin woods said, okay. You know, see, took her in, realized it was her. Instead of running the other way when you would see a bedraggled person coming at you, she knew who she was because this story was so prevalent in the news and helped rescue Jamie Kloss.
And her kidnapper, Jake Patterson, in jail serving a life sentence. And what impresses me about this amazing young woman is that she is not thinking like a victim, even though unspeakable things, I mean, witnessing the murder of her parents, being locked up by this guy. She said her spirit remains unbroken and she's trying to live a normal life, a normal 13-year-old girl, and we wish her all the best.
All the best. My goodness, what a story of resilience and courage and survival, really, after she had witnessed, like I said, the brutal murder of her parents, and now she is an orphan, you know, helping rescue her own self. Just, it's an incredible, incredible story. It really is.
That little boy at the Mall of America.
Tragic story.
Who was thrown over the railing in the rotunda. Again, I mean,
Another crazy person came into the mall looking to hurt somebody, sees a little boy, picks him up and throws him in front of his mother, throws him over the railing from a third story, a walkway. I couldn't imagine anything more shocking happening at the mall. This, you know, young mother goes to the mall with her family and watches as her son is tossed from the third story of the mall into the rotunda below, which we know is like a marble floor.
And the story, I mean, it horrified not only Minnesotans, but people all over the nation, all over the world. Again, talk about miracles. Miracles do happen. This boy was able to recover. He was released from the hospital months after this happened.
That is amazing.
And now
he even survived.
Leading, from what we understand, a fairly normal life. And the person responsible sentenced to nearly 20 years in prison.
We hope so.
He'll have plenty of time to think about what he did.
A story that certainly struck me and I followed quite closely was the murder of Justine Ruschek Damon, the Australian woman who was engaged to a man in South Minneapolis. She'd been living here in the city. She was a yoga instructor. She heard some rumblings outside her apartment, outside her home in Minneapolis. She called 911 and told the operator, "I believe someone's being sexually assaulted or somehow assaulted behind my home." Then, being a good citizen, of course, she went outside to see if she could help and wait for the police to show the police where the attack may be occurring.
Right.
She went outside. A police car did pull up. And she approached the police car and was then murdered by police officer Mohammed Noor, who we at best guess could only imagine just got spooked and was bad at his job and not trained enough, and shot Justine Damon in cold blood where she died then. And this story is tragic in so many ways, but it's also different and unusual because generally police officers are not only not charged with use of their gun in the line of duty, but they're certainly rarely, if ever, convicted of crimes of murder or manslaughter. Well, Mohammed Noor was found guilty of third-degree murder and the manslaughter of Justine Ruschek Damon. So this was a game changer in the way police officers are investigated and prosecuted. So this was a big story.
The whole Lake Calhoun story. Is it Bede Mccoska?
Bede Mccoska.
No,
call it Lake Calhoun. He was a raging racist and a big jerk.
But it is now Lake Calhoun.
Oh, is it back again?
According to the Court of Appeals, ruled that Lake Calhoun is back on the map. Apparently, the State Court of Appeals ruled Monday of this week that former Department of Natural Resources Commissioner Tom Landwehr, lacked the authority to change the name of the lake to Bede Mccoska.
Whatever, that's just
so the lake's name legally remains Calhoun.
Well, for now, I mean, that's just paperwork. I'm sure they will. Something will happen.
I hope you're right.
Change that up because it's ridiculous. So whatever, we'll get over it, and anybody that's mad about it, we'll get over it, and the kids will just know Bede Mccoska because our Native American history should really be told more than glorifying racists who are actively promoting slavery and trying to keep black people down in this country. So I, for one, am very grateful for Bede Mccoska and will refer to it as such.
Sure, the weather was big news. Again, it was a horrific year for farmers.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't get their crops in until late because of wet weather. Wettest year on record for many communities in Minnesota, especially central and southern Minnesota. Rainfall amounts 10, 20, 25 inches above average. And that was a big story. Snowiest February on record. And hopefully 2020 will be a quieter year, a kinder year for farmers, and we don't have these crazy floods in the spring. We'll
see. Don't worry, we didn't forget the biggest story of the year, of course, which was the impeachment of President Trump. We just don't want to start the new year talking about it.
Well, we're trying to keep it local.
You're trying to keep.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.